Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Immigration Nation podcast. Today, we are so excited to have another Zoom episode, and we have our special guest, Ms. Angela Warren. We are so excited to have her here today. We're talking about the writ of mandamus. So I know it can be a little bit confusing, which all immigration topics are for me, and I know for our listeners especially. Ms. Warren, if you wouldn't mind just to like give a few sentences about yourself and maybe a brief introduction to what we'll be talking about today.
Certainly. I'm the principal at the Warren Law Firm, and we have two locations, one in San Francisco and one in Honduras. And we're an immigration boutique, so we practice everything that's in the immigration field.
Let's just jump right into it. What the heck is this writ of mandamus, and who kind of can come to you and say, does this make sense for what I'm looking for?
Sure. So a writ of mandamus is actually a lawsuit. It's a type of lawsuit that, and I'm just going to say it in sum, to force the government to process an application or to go through a particular process. So in immigration, there are a lot of delays, okay?
Right.
Some of the delays are unreasonable. You have people waiting for years to try to legalize their status. And so those are the people who would come to me saying, hey, we want to have the government make a decision. Now, we can't decide what the decision is going to be, only that they have to make a decision, good, bad, or ugly.
Right. Totally. And of course, we know that the government is so backed up from COVID-19. And I feel like the waits just keep getting longer and longer and longer for cases and perhaps even lawsuits like this one. Would you say that that's like kind of true for everything that you see or for this writ of mandamus specifically?
No, you're exactly right. And, you know, whatever is happening in the news seems to impact immigration with the Ukrainian war. Again, immigration got very, very backlogged because they're processing a lot of the refugees coming into the country. And so people who are waiting, for example, just on a marriage petition where their spouse petitioned for them to get a green card, they're waiting extra time without having legal status. So the way to try to get legal status before that is to go ahead, file a lawsuit of writ of mandamus.
Right. So how often would you say that you have people coming into your office and saying, I want to sue the government for this, for taking too long, basically?
Well, you know, the thing about writ of mandamus is it's not highly publicized. And the reason why is because there's a lot of immigration attorneys that simply don't do writ of mandamus. So people aren't aware of the type of tool it is. And I would say that we have about three writs of mandamus come in a month. Remember, it's a big decision because we are, in fact, suing the federal government. And I always tell the clients,
right,
no, this isn't like an application. This is actually a lawsuit where the Department of Justice gets involved.
Right. So how long would these cases be expected to last before someone hears of a result? And how much of a financial What can we look at in terms of finances for these people who come in and looking to do this?
Okay. In terms of the length of time, the length of time of the actual lawsuit can be months, but generally we're able to wrap it up in 2 months. Because once the government is served with legal process, then they get on the stick. We either get a phone call or we get an email saying, hey, you know, let's work this out. Because
right,
the government doesn't want to pay EJ fees, equal access to justice fees. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where if the government loses, then they have to pay the complainant money. So they don't want to do that. And of course, the client, all they want really is to have their process completed. So usually we will serve the lawsuit. In a month, we'll get a response. And in 2 months, we would have worked out all the details so that we wouldn't have to actually go to court.
Right, for sure. Mm-hmm. So then in terms of finances for the person, is it free to file or how does that work?
No. Again, because it's a federal lawsuit, there's inherent costs involved. For example, the filing fees. And the filing fees are actually pretty reasonable for a lawsuit because it's only $450, okay? Mm-hmm. But the legal fees, because of the amount of intense work we have to put into it, and because we're on a tight time frame, can be quite expensive. And so we charge $10,500 for a writ of mandamus, mm-hmm. you know. But of course, you have to look at it this way. What is your peace of mind worth? You know, what is it worth to you to have your family be reunited with you? You know, what is it like to finally become a citizen? So it's really hard to put what in terms of when you're looking at how much does it cost? I mean, how much does it really cost? Because there's the dollar cost, and then there's the cost that you pay just trying to live your life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And citizenship is already such a long road. I mean, you think about when people come over from other countries just to be with their spouse and how long that takes. And then from then on, the path to citizenship. And then on top of that, you're waiting on the government and you're waiting on all of these things. And then it's like, well, I can't wait another 10 years, you know? So it almost, I know it's definitely an investment for sure. But at the end of the day, it's, you know, to be reunited with your family or your loved ones, it's kind of unmatched. So I totally understand. If you have any questions to our listeners out there, just you can reach out to us at Immigration Nation Podcast, or you can reach out to Warren Law Firm. They are based in California and San Francisco area. But of course, they serve everyone in the U.S. and around the world. Ms. Angela Warren, do you have anything else you'd like to share with us before we log off?
No, yes, I would. And that I'd like to say, don't give up hope, because that's the really hard part, is hoping every day your situation gets resolved. So don't give up hope. There is an alternative.
Thank you so much for talking with us today. We really appreciate it.
Sure.
This podcast has been prepared for general information purposes only and is not legal advice. This information is not intended to create, and receipt of it does not constitute an attorney-client relationship.